Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, he's introducing.
Hello?
Go ahead, Mr. President.
Mr. Osmarik, my fellow Americans, 4 years ago, a great American stood where you are tonight and spoke of America's devotion to freedom for the people of Poland. That man was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Tonight he is gone, but the torch of hope that he lighted burns on. We intend to see that it never goes out. For 1,000 years, the people of Poland have been undaunted in their fight for freedom. They have shown the world the meaning of courage in the face of adversity and strength in the pursuit of liberty. It was that spirit which brought the great Pulaski here in the days when we fought for our independence. He came to our shores saying, "I come to hazard all for the freedom of America." General Pulaski gave his life that America might be born in freedom. Over the years, more than 500,000 American boys of many origins have laid down their lives on many fields to keep the flame of freedom alive. And that is why we will continue to maintain the closest relations with the people of Poland. That is why we shall seek to strengthen them through bridges of people, ideas, trade, and aid, regardless of temporary political obstacles that we may encounter. So it is that we will continue to devise a policy that will achieve freedom for the Polish people, a freedom that will not be accompanied by obliteration. In the past few months, I have sent two members of my cabinet, Postmaster General Granowski and Attorney General Kennedy, to visit Poland, to see their people, to express our continued dedication to their cause here in America. Soon we will dedicate the magnificent new children's hospital at Krakow, a gift from our people to the people of Poland. And our efforts are bearing fruit. Our task is to pursue a policy that encourages freedom and resists tyranny. A policy that looks toward change, but depends on peace and not on war. This policy will succeed, and the restless spirit of liberty that has forever found a home in Poland will once again be free. Poland and its people will one day belong again to the community of free nations, and we will all be stronger and happier because of it. Thank you very much, and good luck and good night to all of you.